Good afternoon. I'm Vin Ebenu. Freehold Township Police need your help providing information about a shooting that took place on Manchester Court Monday night around 7 p.m. No other details have been released yet, but right now police are just looking for any information, video, and images that can show any part of what happened. Reach out to Detective William Kelitar with Freehold Township Police if you have anything that can help. COVID numbers in New Jersey are trending in the right direction. Evidence that the outbreak may be slowing down here and hospitalizations are reaching new recent lows. But there are now more questions about the accuracy of the numbers. Governor Murphy admits there are still problems with reporting from testing labs. For the second day in a row now, Murphy says there are issues and they are once again working to resolve them. Monmouth County is ahead of Ocean County with vaccine distribution. Residents have received vaccines at a greater clip than Ocean County residents, according to an Asbury Park Press analysis of state figures. Dr. Rajesh Mahan, a Lakewood cardiologist, said health officials are making it more difficult than it needs to be. The Murphy administration is trying to inoculate two-thirds of Jersey adults by the summertime, but there are just not enough doses anywhere in the state of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines to meet demand right now. Lacey High School has put the brakes on in-person learning after a number of students and staff tested positive for COVID over the weekend. The Asbury Park Press reports the principal sent a message on the district website saying school will remain closed for the rest of the week as school officials continue to monitor COVID-related conditions. Contact tracing will also take place along with a deep clean of the school and required quarantine recommendations. Ocean County Vocational Schools has also temporarily paused Lacey students from in-person classes. And all sports are paused for the time being as well. There may be a playful debate over whether Central Jersey exists geographically, and that's a story for a different day. Dr. Hetty Williams, assistant professor of African American Studies at Monmouth University, though, says that while New Jersey is more progressive in achieving racial equality than other states, there is still a divide.
There are two states. The northern part of the state tends to resemble the New York and the northern part of the country, whereas South Jersey tends to resemble the southern part of the country.
Dr. Williams adds that we have a fixed idea about an individual based on the color of their skin. We have to rid ourselves of those beliefs and accept that there is only one human race, Homo sapiens, and each person should have access and opportunity and chances. In sports today, the Islanders visit the Sabres in Buffalo at 7 o'clock. The Rangers battle the Devils at the Garden at 7. And a couple hours after that, the Nets battle the Suns in Phoenix at 10:30. On Wall Street this morning, a good start to the day. The Dow rose 74 and sits at 31,533 as of lunchtime. Weather today, we may see some sun here and there, but a lot of rain and gusty winds up to 20 miles an hour possible as well. Highs in the 50s tonight. Rain clears out, lows around 20, and Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow is tracking a storm that could come to the shore Thursday into Friday with snow and rain and winds and all sorts of stuff. Make sure you stay tuned to our app for the latest. I'm Vin Ebenu on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.